Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our program this week, music from Tony-nominated Broadway shows. A question from a listener about American highways, and a report about World Environment Day. Every year on June 5th, many countries celebrate World Environment Day. The United Nations established this special day in 1972 to get people to think about taking care of the planet. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
Public events for World Environment Day are taking place from June 1st through June 5th. The events and conferences help teach world leaders and citizens how to protect the environment. Every year, World Environment Day is celebrated in a different city. This year, it is being held in San Francisco, California. This is the first time since the beginning of World Environment Day that the conference is being held in the United States. The main message of World Environment Day this year is Plan for the Planet. The events and conferences will show how to have green cities. This means that people will talk about ways that cities can have healthy environments. Most people in the world live in cities. This makes them especially important areas of environmental concern. Cities use more than 75% of the world's natural resources, such as water and gasoline. World Environment Day will center on how people in cities can work together to help save the planet. San Francisco is holding public talks to discuss pollution reduction, clean energy sources, and the importance of healthy parks and gardens. Special experts are among the speakers. For example, former Vice President Al Gore will talk about climate change. There also are fun events, such as music concerts, movies, art shows, parades, bicycle rides, and tree plantings. Local farmers and restaurant owners will serve food that has been naturally grown. The mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, invited city leaders from all over the world to attend this conference and share ideas. Representatives from many environmental organizations also are attending. The United Nations hopes to create an international agreement that countries and citizens will follow to help improve the Earth's environment.
Our listener question this week comes from Russia. Andrei Borzenko asks the difference between a highway and a freeway in the United States. A highway is a main public road, especially one that connects cities and towns. A freeway is a broad highway designed for high-speed traffic. A freeway is also called an expressway, motorway, pike, state highway, or superhighway. In the United States, it is possible to drive more than 4,000 kilometers from the East Coast on the Atlantic Ocean to the west coast on the Pacific Ocean. You can also drive more than 2,000 kilometers from near the Canadian border south to the Mexican border. You can drive these distances on wide, safe roads that have no traffic signals or stop signs. In fact, if you did not have to stop for gasoline or sleep, you could drive almost anywhere in the United States without stopping at all. This is possible because of the interstate highway system. This system has almost 70,000 kilometers of roads. It crosses more than 55,000 bridges and can be found in 49 of America's 50 states. The interstate highway system is usually two roads, one in each direction, separated by an area that is planted with grass and trees. Each road holds two lines of cars that can travel at speeds between 100 and 120 kilometers an hour. The interstate highway system has been an important part of the nation's economic growth during the past 40 years. Experts believe that trucks using the system carry about 75% of all products that are sold. Jobs and new businesses have been created near the busy interstate highways all across the United States. These include hotels, motels, eating places, gasoline stations, and shopping centers. The highway system has made it possible for people to work in a city and live outside it. And it has made it possible for people to travel easily and quickly from one part of the country to another. Who will win top honors for Broadway plays this year? Producers, actors, and others in the industry will find out at the Tony Awards ceremony Sunday night in New York City. The rest of America can watch it on television. Steve Ember tells about the nominees for Best Musical Play.
Four plays are competing for the Tony Award for Best Musical Play. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is based on a funny movie of the same title. The play is about two men who trick women out of their money. One man makes women fall in love with him. The other makes women feel sorry for him. Listen as the two men sing Dirty Rotten Numbers.
And you look back on all your conquests and deceptions. You see a thousand flawless pearls set in a strand. Laid out from Fioris to Rome, each one as perfect as a poem. An opus to be proud of, though it's written in the sand. It was a ball, it was a thrill. You had the grace, you had the skill to know exactly what to say and what to do. You wouldn't trade a single day or have it any other way. A dirty, rotten guy like you.
It's almost a religion, the need to take a pigeon and to play your part with elegance and zest. But when it's time to fold the act and your duffel bag is packed, take comfort in the fact that you've been playing with the best.
Monty Python's Spamalot is another comedy competing for Best Musical. It is based on the funny movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It tells about King Arthur and his knights. The play received 14 Tony nominations, the most of any play this year. Several cast members sing, "Always look on the bright side of life."
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
You give it a try.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side.
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is about students who take part in a spelling competition. William Finn wrote the songs in the show. Critics say the songs are both funny and emotional. Here the spellers sing Why We Like Spelling.
The chaotic life of a 12-year-old is too hard, and you never know what's coming next. But in spelling,
things have logic and line.
And in spelling,
there's some greater design. Though in school we seem strange, at the B we seem better.
Once we count out each letter in our mind.
People love to hate us cause we're too damn smart.
In our heart we do not believe that we'll succeed.
We're annoying
cause we think on our feet.
I'm enjoying my new need to compete.
We love nouns, that's our sport. We love talcum on our towels.
We love consonants and vowels, and we feel kind of real.
We like spelling.
The final nominee is The Light in the Piazza. It is based on a book and a movie. The story tells about an Italian man and an American woman who fall in love. But the woman's mother tries to keep them apart. We leave you now with the lovers singing Say It Somehow.
Why don't you trace it?
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. Our show was written by Dana Dimange, Shelley Gullist, and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Thank you.